We all need a little good news right now. So here are three reasons to add some cheer to our daily lives.
We're a nation of animal lovers. There's no denying that. So if you're a fan of our four-legged, furry and feathered friends, here's a little test for you. Try to work out what the following have in common. Bagot goats, Vainulch cattle and Border Leicester sheep. No points for knowing they're all British farm breeds or for spotting that I've featured them all at one point or another on Countryfile over the years. The answers I was looking for is that they're all native livestock on the rare and traditional breeds list. What's more, in the latest census of breeding numbers, they've all seen a welcome increase. This is excellent news and a great tribute to all the breeders, landowners and enthusiasts who work so hard to promote their respective flocks and herds. If you're unfamiliar with the breeds, let me introduce you. Bagots are delightful black and white goats with long hair and very handsome curved horns. They're named after the historic Bagot family of Blithfield Hall in Staffordshire. And legend has it that the goats were brought to Britain by Richard the Lionheart on his return from the Crusades. The Vainulch is a wild-looking semi-feral breed of small white cattle, which gets its unusual name from Vainulch Park in Carnarvonshire, where a herd was established almost 150 years ago. They're timid, slender creatures, which actually have their ancestry in Scotland rather than Wales. And despite an increase in numbers this year, they're still among the very rarest cattle in the entire world. Finally, the Border Leicester is one of the most distinctive sheep you'll ever see. They stand very proudly, just like a show pony might, and they have the most remarkable upright ears and a distinctive Roman nose. Their heritage goes right back to the 1700s and Robert Bakewell, the great pioneer of selective breeding and the father of animal husbandry, who famously put the best with the best to improve the next generation. These large, classy-looking sheep are called Border Leicesters because they were popular with sheep farmers in Northumberland and over the border into southern Scotland. Naturally, I'm encouraged by the performance of these wonderful breeds in the latest livestock tally, but the annual watch list comes with a note of warning. At the same time, there are declines in such iconic breeds as Dartmoor and Exmoor ponies, Tamworth and Saddleback pigs, and one particular cattle breed that's especially close to my heart, the Old Gloucester. Understandably, the state of Britain's historic and unique native livestock has been far from the headlines recently, but at a time when conservation matters more than ever, any extinction would be unbearable.